Ball State's Michael Hicks says the U.S. economic growth of negative 4.6% in 2020 is the worst since the year 1946, when the country lost wartime manufacturing contracts.
The Indiana economy is about 6.7% beneath where we thought it would be right now. Right, that is a stunning decline from expected levels. I think we'll catch back up to where we were in 2019 by the end of this year till spring of 2022. Not where we should be, right, but where we were before COVID.
To catch up to where we should have been by now, Hicks says it will take until the year 2030. The Economist is predicting about 2% positive economic growth in both 2021 and 2022. But for this year, the start of growth will depend heavily on how fast the COVID-19 vaccine is distributed.
We've lost a significant amount of businesses. We're going to continue to lose businesses, particularly in those that employ those bottom third of workers in restaurants and bars until people are back using those services the way they did pre-COVID.
In the East Central Indiana region, Hicks predicts decades-long population losses will continue. As for jobs, he says the top 20 jobs advertised for in the region are largely retail and service positions that pay lower wages. The top three? Servers, store managers, and delivery drivers. Hicks says East Central Indiana will see negative employment growth through 2022. He said job losses will also be seen if a new higher federal minimum wage is passed, but not as many as some politicians think.
If we go to $10 an hour right now, I think we would have almost no job loss. And I think if we went from the tips-only minimum wage to a uniform minimum wage of $10 an hour, we would see much more rapid automation in the restaurant industry.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.